The deaths of seven Spanish intelligence agents in Iraq yesterday immediately reverberated in Spain. The government affirmed its support for the occupation of Iraq, and opposition politicians renewed calls for Spanish soldiers to be returned home. Freelance reporter Jerome Sokolowski joins us now from Madrid. Good morning, Jerome.
Good morning, Leanne.
Do you know what these intelligence agents were doing in Iraq?
I don't, and this is the big mystery for many Spaniards today. All we know from the defense minister is that the victims included a group of four agents who had come to relieve another four who were finishing their tour of duty. Last month, a member of the National Intelligence Service stationed in Baghdad was shot dead in the street, and at that time, most people didn't know that there was any Spanish intelligence involvement in Iraq. But now that the extent of this involvement is becoming clear, questions are being raised about what are we doing. And the photos on the front pages of newspapers this morning showing Iraqi youth stomping and kicking dead bodies in the street are bringing that message home very forcefully.
How is the Spanish government reacting to the attack?
The Spanish government is saying very clearly that it's not going to cave in to terrorists, that something like this is not going to force them to bring home the more than 1,000 troops and civilian personnel in Iraq. It's a stance that resonates in Spain because this is the consensus here across the political spectrum and the public on how to deal with terrorist attacks by separatists in the northern Basque region.
Beyond calling for Spanish troops to be returned home, what are the opposition politicians saying?
The leader of the main opposition Socialist Party says he's in favor of the troops coming home. But he's saying that now is a time to mourn the victims, and it's not really a time for a heavy debate.
What about public opinion, Jerome? When you went out to buy those newspapers, did you talk to anybody?
Indeed. I met another customer who was puzzled by the presence of these intelligence agents in Iraq, and he said the attack only shows that Spanish troops shouldn't have been there in the first place. But the gas station attendant selling the papers said he thought that now that the troops are there, they should stay and get the job done. And this reflects public opinion in general. A survey by a respected think tank last week said that Spaniards are just about evenly divided on the peacekeeping mission and whether the troops should stay or come home, which is interesting because before the war there was 90% opposition to it and there were massive protests in the streets of Barcelona and Madrid. And this same survey several days ago showed that 85% of Spaniards still think the war on the whole wasn't worth it.
Given that, given the apparent wishes of the Spanish people, why has the Prime Minister been so supportive, then, of the Bush administration?
People who I've spoken to close to the Prime Minister say he sees his task as educating the Spanish public rather than following public opinion. After the war, he compared himself to a matador taking the bull by the horns, and this is obviously a metaphor that Spaniards can relate to. But on the whole, foreign policy counts for very little when Spaniards go to the polls on election day. And the Prime Minister's popular party has suffered very little in recent local elections because of the Prime Minister's stance. And that's expected to be the same next year in the national elections.
Freelance reporter Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid. Jerome, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.